Denver Convention for us. Adora?
John, today Britain's foreign minister is headed to Ukraine, attempting to build a coalition against what he's called Russian aggression. And that's referring to the Russian military incursion into another former Soviet state, Georgia. Ukraine's President Viktor Yushchenko, who, like Georgian leaders, wants to join NATO, has described his country as being held hostage by Russia. Now, this trip is happening on a day after Moscow recognized two breakaway Georgian regions, including South Ossetia and Abkhazia, as independent states, which President Bush called an irresponsible decision. Joining us for more is Gabriel Gatehouse from our partner, the BBC. And welcome, Gabriel. President Bush called it irresponsible, but he didn't announce any consequences.
No, that's right. I mean, we've seen a lot of strong rhetoric flitting backwards and forwards between Moscow and Washington over Georgia, especially over this issue of recognizing South Ossetia and Abkhazia. Washington, George Bush, has been very strong in its support of the Georgian president, Mikhail Saakashvili, in saying that Georgia's territorial integrity is not up for negotiation. But you're right. Actually, I think the strongest reaction we've seen, apart from the Georgians themselves, is the British Foreign Secretary, who's now flown to Kiev to build what he calls a coalition against Russian aggression. These are very, very strong words. So strong, in fact, that even the Ukrainian president's website is trying to tone it down a bit, saying that they're going to talk about humanitarian assistance to Georgia and about strengthening international institutions, but not mentioning anything like Russian aggression. The situation on the ground remains that the Russians are very much calling the shots, certainly militarily here, and there's very little that anyone can do about that at the moment.
Now, was Foreign Minister David Miliband, was his trip scheduled, and what do you think his goal is in going there?
Well, I think David Miliband wants to show himself to be a strong leader on this, taking the lead in confronting what he sees as Russia's actions, which many believe to be illegal and certainly damaging to the stability of the region. Certainly, that's what NATO partners are saying. Certainly, that's what the Georgian government rather is saying. I think David Miliband wants to be seen to be taking the lead, and I think many NATO allies are acutely aware that the realities on the ground are that, as I say, there's not much that they can do militarily. Georgia was quite thoroughly defeated by the Russian army in South Ossetia. The South Ossetian militia, backed by Russian forces, now very much control things on the ground. So I think the push from now on is going to be diplomatic. And I think Britain, under David Miliband, wants to be seen to be taking the lead on that, while at the same time the United States, of course, is providing this military humanitarian aid mission, but led by the military, where we see U.S. Navy and Coast Guard vessels docking in Georgian ports on the Black Sea.
Gabriel Gatehouse, thanks very much for that update. Gabriel Gatehouse is a reporter for our partner, the BBC, and he was coming to us from Tbilisi in Georgia.
Finally,
an actual
news story, unlike what's going on in Denver. I mean, that's really, really serious Cold War
but
rhetoric.
But it's the news itself of what's not happening as well as what is happening in Denver. That would be considered news.
Well, I just think that the idea that Ukraine over the Crimea might be in another conflict with Russia at this point, while the shenanigans is going on in Denver, is a huge, huge story.
And we're going to investigate further exactly what's happening in that region and what perhaps is in the minds of Russian leaders as they ratchet up the rhetoric and followed by some military action in Georgia.
Diplomacy or a 21st century Crimean war? On The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.